آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الله يرزقنا جميعا النية الحسنة. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والإيمان هو الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره وحلوه ومره من الله تعالى، ونحن مؤمنون بذلك كله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، ونصدقهم كلهم على ما جاءوا به. Faith, the author said, faith is the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and the belief in the Qadr from Allah Ta'ala, both good and evil, and sweet and bitter. We believe in all of this. We do not discriminate against any of His messengers. We believe all of them, and in what they brought. هذا المذكور هنا أهم أمور الإيمان. What is mentioned here are the most important matters of the belief. وأعظمها, and yeah, the greatest, that is the most important. وذلك الإيمان بالله والإيمان بالملائكة. ويشمل ذلك الإيمان بالله, this includes to believe in Allah properly, والإيمان بالملائكة, to believe in the angels, والإيمان بالكتب, أي الكتب المنزلة, to believe in the revealed books, والإيمان بالرسل. والمراد بالرسل هنا من أرسلهم الله, أي يشمل ذلك الأنبياء. كل من المراد بالرسل هنا ما يشمل الأنبياء. To believe in those sent by Allah, that is the prophets, all of them, those who are messengers and those who are not messengers. واليوم الآخر, the day of judgment. والقدر خيره وشره وحلوه ومره من الله تعالى, يعني والإيمان بأن كل ما يحصل في هذا العالم خيرا كان أو شرا, حلوا كان أو مرا. الحلو يعني المراد به هنا ما يوافق الطبع, والمر ما يخالف الطبع. إن كان موافقا للطبع أو مخالفا للطبع, كل ذلك يحصل بتقدير الله الأزلي الأبدي. And to believe that all the matters that occur with the eternal destining of Allah تبارك وتعالى, whether they are good, whether good or evil, whether what is whether what is, do you say, in compliance with the nature of the person? Does it make sense for you? It doesn't mean it makes sense. ما يطلب يعني ما يوافق طبع الإنسان طبيعة الإنسان ما دخل طبعه طبيعته مثل الصحة كيف بتصيب الجملة حاج كيف بتصيب الجملة whether it suits the nature of the person or it does not suit it or it does not suit it. مثلا الصحة توافق طبع الإنسان المرض لا يوافقه. For example, to have good health, this suits the nature. This is what I mean by suits the nature of the person. To be sick, this does not suit it. So all of that is created by the creating of Allah and decreed by the eternal destining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وهذا كله مذكور في حديث جبريل المشهور الذي ذكرناه أمس. This is all mentioned in the famous hadith of Jibreel that we mentioned yesterday. All these six matters are mentioned in that famous hadith. وليس معنى ذلك أن الإنسان لا بد أن يستحضر هذه الأمور الستة حتى يكون مسلما مؤمنا. This does not mean what is mentioned in the hadith when the Prophet was asked by Jibreel, what is al-Iman? And then he said, al-Iman is to believe in Allah, His angels, His revealed books, His prophets, the day of judgment, and that everything occurs by the destining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This does not mean that one has to be conscious of these six matters to be a believer. أصل الإيمان هو الإيمان بالله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The basic of the belief is to believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن هذه الأمور الستة هي أعظم أمور الإسلام. But these six matters are the most important matters among the matters of belief. فلو أن إنسانا آمن أنه لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ونطق بالشهادتين صار مسلما ولو لم يعلم شيئا عن اليوم الآخر ولو لم يخطر بباله أي شيء عن اليوم الآخر وكذلك لو لم يخطر بباله شيء عن مسألة القدر وكذلك لو لم يخطر بباله كذلك لو لم تخطر بباله مسألة القدر ولو لم يخطر بباله مسألة الأنبياء الآخرين ولو لم يخطر بباله الكتب المنزلة بل لو لم يعلم شيئا عن الكتب المنزلة ولا علم شيئا عن الأنبياء الآخرين مجرد أنه آمن بالله وبالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ونطق بالشهادتين صار مؤمنا بشيء يعني هلا بنحكي أكثر. So if one believes in Allah and his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that moment, and he utters the testification of faith. At the moment, he is not aware. It doesn't occur to his mind. The issue of the other prophets, even if he does not know that there are other prophets, and the issue of the day of judgment, even if he does not know that there will be a day of judgment, and the issue of destining, even if he never heard this word destining, the issue of the revealed books, even if he does not know at all that there are revealed books, but he believes in Allah properly and in Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam properly, and utters the testification of faith, he becomes a Muslim. Na'am. يشترط ألا يكذب بالقدر. Yes, it is a condition that he does not belie al-qadr. فإنه لا يكون مسلما عند ذلك. He would not be a Muslim in this case. لكن كلامنا في من لم يخطر بباله. But we are talking about the one that this matter did not occur to his mind. فهذه الأمور الستة أعظم أمور الإسلام أعظم أمور الإيمان وأصل الإيمان الإيمان بالله وبرسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. These six matters are the most important matters of the belief, and the base of the belief is to believe in Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ويكون الشخص مؤمنا إذا آمن بالله وبالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو لم يعلم الدليل على ذلك لكن صدق جازما. If one believes firmly in Allah Ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one would be a believer even if one does not know the proof of that. But he is firm about it. فَلَوْ فَرَضْنَا أَنَّ شَخْصًا مَا اسْتَحْضَرَ فِي قَلْبِهِ بِالْمَرَّةِ لا الدليل الطبيعي ولا الدليل التفصيلي على وجود الله تعالى فإن لكن صدق بقلبه يقينا جزما أنه لا إله إلا الله مع التصديق برسالة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام فإنه يكون مسلما. So let's suppose, يعني مع النطق واضح. So let's suppose that a person does not think at all. He never thought about the detailed mental proof of the existence of Allah Ta'ala, or the natural proof that usually exists in the heart of every believer about the existence of Allah Ta'ala. But he firmly believes that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, then this is a believer. نعم هو عاص لتقصيره بمعرفة الدليل. Yes, he is sinful for falling short in acquiring the proof for that. لكن إيمانه صحيح, but his belief is valid. هكذا قال أهل السنة. This is what أهل السنة said. ونؤمن بالأنبياء جميعهم لا نفرق بينهم من حيث الإيمان ببعض وعدم الإيمان من حيث الإيمان لا نفرق بينهم من حيث الإيمان. We believe in all the prophets and we do not discriminate between them. We do not believe in some of them and disbelieve in others. بل نؤمن بهم جميعهم. We believe in all of them. ونعتقد أنهم and we believe all of them truthful. They came with the truth. قال رحمه الله وأهل الكبائر من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في النار لا يخلدون إذا ماتوا وهم موحدون وإن لم يكونوا تائبين بعد أن لقوا الله عارفين مؤمنين وهم في مشيئته وحكمه إن شاء غفر لهم وعفى عنهم بفضله كما ذكر عز وجل في كتابه ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء وإن شاء عذبهم في النار بعدله ثم يخرجهم منها برحمته وشفاعة الشافعين من أهل طاعته ثم يبعثهم إلى جنته وذلك بأن الله تعالى تولى أهل معرفته ولم يجعلهم في الدارين كأهل نكرته الذين خابوا من هدايته ولم ينالوا من ولايته اللهم يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا على الإسلام حتى نلقاك به. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said, if the people of the enormous sins among the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam die asserting the Tawheed, though they were non-repenters, they do not remain forever in hellfire after they die as faithful believers. They are under the will and judgment of Allah. If Allah wills, out of His favor, He may forgive and absolve them, as He the Exalted cited in His book, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. It means Allah forgives whatever is less than blasphemy for whomever He wills. If Allah wills out of His justice, He may torture them in hell. Then He takes them out of it by His mercy and by the pleading of intercessors. Who were obedient to Him. Then He sends them to His paradise, for Allah Ta'ala has protected those who believe in Him and has not made them in both this life and the hereafter like the people who disbelieve in Him. The latter failed to attain His guidance and did not qualify for His promise of support. O Allah, the one who guards Islam and its members, keep us constantly steadfast to Islam until we die while believing in it. Uh, الكبائر التي ذكرها المصنف رحمة الله عليه أكثر من 40 معصية. The enormous sins that the author mentioned are more than 40 ones. بعض أهل العلم تاج الدين السبكي عد منها 35 من غير أن يدعي الحصر في ذلك. One of the scholars who is Tajuddin As-Subki cited 35 among the enormous sins without claiming that he cited all of them. ونظمها الحافظ السيوطي في أبيات. And as you know, الحافظ السيوطي made a poem in which he mentioned all these 35 enormous sins. وألف عدد من المصنفين في بيان الكبائر. Several people authored to clarify what are the enormous sins. Authored works to clarify what are the enormous sins. Minhum Ibn Hajar al-Haytami. Amongst them is Ibn Hajar al-Haytami, a famous Shafi'i scholar. لكنه في هذا الكتاب عدها أكثر من 400. But in his work, he cited more than 400 enormous sins. وهذا منه ليس بجيد. And this is not a good thing on his part. لأنها لا تبلغ هذا العدد. Because it does not reach this number. وفيما عده كبيرة ما لا يحسن عده من الكبائر. And there are matters that he cited them to be enormous sins, while it is not good to cite them as enormous sins. They are not really enormous sins. ومعنى كلام الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه أن أهل الكبائر الذين ارتكبوا الكبائر إذا ماتوا غير تائبين لكن ماتوا على توحيد الله تبارك وتعالى. قوله إذا لقوا الله موحدين يعني إذا ماتوا على التوحيد ماتوا على الإيمان لكن من غير التوبة فهؤلاء تحت خطر المشيئة. إن شاء الله يسامحهم ويدخلهم الجنة بغير عذاب وإن شاء يعذبهم في النار مدة ثم يخرجهم بعد ذلك من النار بشفاعة الشافعين أو بغير شفاعة. قسم بشفاعة وقسم من غير شفاعة. What الطحاوي said is that if a Muslim commits enormous sins, then dies without repenting. But this Muslim dies as a believer. He does not die as a blasphemer. Without repenting, in this case, Allah either forgives him and makes him enter paradise without any torture, or Allah tortures him for a period of time in hellfire, then takes him out of hellfire to paradise. Without this person staying forever in hellfire, like the blasphemers. Rather, Allah takes him out from hellfire, either by the intercession of those who intercede or without the intercession of anyone. But in both, in any case, if they are tortured, they do not remain in hell, in hellfire forever. وهذا هو اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة. This is what أهل السنة believe. نعم. هذه عقيدة أهل السنة. This is the belief of أهل السنة. نحن لا نعتقد مثل الخوارج أن مرتكب الكبيرة يصير كافرا بذلك. We do not believe, we do not hold the belief of الخوارج that the one who commits an enormous sin becomes a blasphemer by that. ولا نعتقد عقيدة المعتزلة أن الذي يرتكب الكبيرة يخرج من الإيمان ولا يصير كافرا بل يكون بين الأمرين. And we do not believe, we do not hold the belief of the Mu'tazila that the one who commits an enormous sin is no more a believer, but at the same time he is not a kafir, rather he is in between these two states. وأنه يخلد في النار, and that he remains in hell forever. ولا نقول كما يقول المرجئة لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب. And we do not say like the murji'a say that if someone dies as a Muslim, then he is not harmed with any sin that he committed. إنما نقول من ارتكب الكبائر ومات غير تائب منها هذا تحت خطر المشيئة. إما أن يسامحه الله ويدخله الجنة بغير عذاب, وإما أن يعذب مدة على ذنوبه ثم يدخله الله الجنة بعد ذلك. Rather we say the one who commits, the Muslim who commits an enormous sin and dies without repenting will be either forgiven by Allah and entering paradise without any torture, or would be tortured by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for a period of time in hellfire, but afterwards will enter paradise and remains there forever. إما أن يشفع له الشافعون فيخرج من النار بشفاعتهم الأنبياء العلماء العاملون الملائكة الشهداء وغيرهم, وإما أن يخرجه الله من غير شفاعة من النار. Either those who intercede will intercede for him and by that Allah will take him out of hellfire, either a prophet or an angel or a pious scholar or a martyr or other than these, or without any intercession Allah takes him out of hellfire. في وقت من الأوقات أهل النار الكفار يقولون للمؤمنين الذين هم في النار ماذا نفعكم إيمانكم أنتم معنا؟ عندما يقولون ذلك الله يخرج المؤمنين من النار فيزداد الكفار حسرة إلى حسرتهم. At one point of time, the blasphemers who are tortured in hellfire will address the believers who are tortured there and say, what did you benefit from your belief, from saying La ilaha illallah? What did it benefit you? You are with us. When they say that, Allah Ta'ala brings out the believers from hellfire. So the blasphemers feel more sorrow by that. لو كان موت في الآخرة كانوا ماتوا من شدة الحسرة. Had Allah created death in the hereafter, they would have died out of the sorrow that they feel at that moment. وذلك بأن الله لأن الله تعالى حفظ أهل معرفته المؤمنين به من أن يكونوا كأهل نكرته الذين كفروا به. This is so because Allah protects the people who have the proper belief in Him from having the same status as those who blasphemed and did not believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فالمؤمن مهما فعل من الذنوب لا يخلد في النار كالكافر. The believer, regardless of how many sins he does, if he dies as a believer, if he enters hellfire, he is not going to remain there forever. Not like the blasphemer. ولا يكون عذابه بشدة عذاب الكافر. And the torture of the believer in hellfire, although it is severe, but it does not reach the level of strength of the torture of the blasphemer, that the blasphemer receives. Allah Ta'ala قال أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءٌ مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. الله تعالى said in the 21st verse of Surah Al-Jathiyah, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءٌ مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Which means, does those who disobeyed Allah by committing blasphemy. Do those who disobeyed Allah by committing blasphemy. Believe or think that they will be equal in the same situation of those who believed in Allah and did the good deeds? Do they think, do they believe that they would be equal to them, whether in their life or after death? This is for sure a bad judgment on their part. لذلك ختم الطحاوي عبارته بأن دعا الله تعالى بالتثبيت على الإيمان حتى نموت على ذلك. This is why الطحاوي ended his statement by asking Allah that we die on the state of belief. لأن العبرة في النجاة من الخلود الأبدي في النار بالموت على الإيمان. Because what counts for one to escape dwelling forever in hellfire is to die as a believer. فالإيمان هو سبب النجاة. The belief is the cause of safety. لذلك سيدنا يوسف عليه وعلى نبينا الصلاة والسلام بعدما استقر في الملك واجتمع بأهله دعا الله تبارك وتعالى فقال توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. أي يا رب توفني على الإسلام اجعل خاتمتي حسنة كسائر الأنبياء والمرسلين. This is why our Prophet Yusuf, صلى الله عليه وعلى نبينا وسلم, after he was established in his occupation and after he reunited. After he was reunited with his family, he made dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah makes him die as a Muslim and give him the good ending like all the other prophets and messengers, as it is mentioned in the verse 101 in Surah Yusuf. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ونرى الصلاة خلف كل بر وفاجر من أهل القبلة. The author said, we hold it valid to pray behind every member of the people of the Qibla, whether pious or enormous sinner. معنى ذلك أن المسلم العاصي الفاسق طالما أنه لم يخرج من الإسلام تصح الصلاة خلفه. This means that as long as the enormous sinner does not commit blasphemy, it is valid to pray behind him, that is to take him as an imam in the prayer. تصح خلفه كما تصح خلف التقي. Just as it is valid to take a pious person as an imam in the prayer, it is valid to take an enormous sinner Muslim as an imam in the prayer. لكن جمهور العلماء يقولون مكروه أن يقتدي الإنسان بالفاسق من غير عذر. But most of the scholars, most of the imams say it is disliked to take an enormous sinner as an imam in the prayer. Although it is valid, but it is disliked to do that. وقال بعض الأئمة لا تصح الصلاة خلفه إلا في الجمعة والعيد. And one of the imams said, it is not valid to pray, to take an enormous sinner as an imam, except in the Jumu'ah prayer and the Eid prayer. وهذا مذهب أحمد رضي الله عنه. And this is the school of Al-Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on him. إذن خير للإنسان أن يجتنب الصلاة خلف الفاسق. So it is better for one not to take an enormous sinner as an imam in the prayer. لكن إذا صلى خلفه صحة الصلاة. But if he does, if he takes him as an imam, his prayer is still valid. Ahmed. وقد يكون عذر فيصلي الشخص خلف الفاسق. Sometimes there is an excuse, a religious excuse, for one to take an enormous sinner as an imam in the prayer. كان بعض الصحابة يصلي خلف الحجاج بن يوسف وكفى به فاسقا ظالما. لكن خوف الفتنة, خشية الفتنة. Some of the companions used to pray behind Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. This was a tyrant. And despite that, they prayed behind him because they had an excuse. They were worried if they do not do that for a tribulation to occur. So they did it for an excuse. أما من غير عذر فهو مكروه. Without an excuse, it is disliked. وبعضهم قال لا تصح إلا في الجمعة والعيد. And one of the imams even said it is not valid except in al-Jumu'ah and the Eid prayer. قال رحمه الله يقال إن الحجاج بن يوسف لما مات وجدوا في حبسه 100,000. It was said that when he died, Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, this tyrant, they found 100,000 people in his prisons. He imprisoned 100,000 people during those days. It's a lot, a big percentage. وكان يحبسهم في حبس لا سقف له زيادة في عذابهم. And he used to put them in prisons with no ceilings. So they would to torture them more. كان يحكم العراق. He ruled العراق for a period of time. رغم ذلك بعض الصحابة كان يصلي خلفه. Despite that, some companions used to take him as a, imam in the prayers. لما كان لأنه كان يأم الناس في الصلاة because he used to stand as imam in the prayers. خوف الفتنة. So no tribulation would erupt. That's why they did it. قال رحمه الله وعلى من مات منهم. The author said, and to perform the funeral prayer for any of them when he dies. يعني أنه مما يعتقده أهل السنة أن الفاسق إذا مات يجب أن يصلى عليه كما يجب أن يصلى على التقي إذا مات. Among the belief of أهل السنة is that the enormous sinner, after he dies, the funeral prayer has to be performed for him, just as it is performed for the pious person after he dies. إلا شهيد المعركة فلا يصلى عليه. Except for the martyr who died in the battlefield. It is not valid to make the funeral prayer for him. لأن الله تولاه برحمته فأغناه عن دعاء المصلين. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى promised that all his sins would be forgiven. This is why there is no need for the Muslims to make supplication of forgiveness for him. قال رحمه الله ولا ننزل أحدا منهم جنة ولا نارا. The author said, we do not declare definitely who among them will be in paradise or hell. وهذا سبق بيانه. We talked about this before. نقول إجمالا الأتقياء يدخلون الجنة بغير عذاب. We say in general, the pious people enter paradise without any torture. والكفار يخلدون في النار. And the blasphemers will be tortured in hellfire forever. أما الفساق المسلمون الفساق فإما أن يغفر لهم وإما أن يعذبوا مدة في النار ثم يدخلون الجنة. As for the enormous sinners among the Muslims, either they would be forgiven or tortured for a period of time in hellfire, then they will enter paradise. لكن لا نعين أن فلانا من المؤمنين يدخل الجنة أو أن فلانا يدخل النار. But we do not specify that so and so among the believers will enter paradise or that so and so will enter hellfire. إلا من ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يدخل الجنة فهذا نجزم له بالجنة. Except for those whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that they will enter paradise. These people, we say, they will enter paradise. مثل العشرة المبشرين بالجنة. Like the 10 companions who were given the good news of entering paradise. مثل بلال وعمار وعبد الله بن سلام. Like بلال, عمار, عبد الله بن سلام. مثل أهل بدر وأهل أحد. Like the people of the companions who attended the battle of Badr, those who attended the Battle of Uhud, Ahlul Hudaybiyah, and those who gave allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Hudaybiyah. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبرنا أن هؤلاء من أهل الجنة. This is so because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that these people will enter paradise. So we say what he said. قال رحمه الله ولا نشهد عليهم بكفر ولا بشرك ولا بنفاق ما لم يظهر منهم شيء من ذلك. The author said, we do not judge them with blasphemy, shirk, hypocrisy, or hypocrisy, unless such matters show from them. يعني لا يجوز أن نقول عن المسلم إنه كافر أو إنه مشرك أو إنه منافق أي في الإيمان. لأن هذا اتباع للظن الباطل. This means it is not permissible to accuse a Muslim by being a blasphemer, a mushrik, a hypocrite, that is in what pertains to the belief, because by this one would be following his ill thinking, if you want. And we are prohibited from doing that. نعم إذا ظهر من واحد منهم الكفر حكمنا عليه بمقتضى ما ظهر منه. Yes, if a Muslim commits blasphemy, then we judge him according to what he commits. إذا كفر نصفه بما حصل منه. نقول كافر. إيش يعني كافر؟ كافر الذي كفر. ماذا نقول عنه؟ If one blasphemes, we say about him that he is a blasphemer. What's a blasphemer? The one who commits blasphemy. If he commits blasphemy, then he is a blasphemer. This is the reality of the issue. أَمَّا مَا لَمْ يَظْهَرْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ فَحَرَامْ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ يَا كَافِرٌ. If no blasphemy occurs from him, it is haram to say to him, oh, you blasphemer. حتى لو كان بقصد التشبيه. Even if you want to say that you are acting like blasphemers, you don't use this word with your Muslim brother. الشافعي يوما ناظر حفصا الفرد. هذا كان يدعي الإسلام. أقام عليه الحجة وذاك معاند. قال له الشافعي لقد كفرت بالله العظيم. One day الإمام الشافعي had a debate with حفص الفرد, one of the معتزلة, the heads of the معتزلة. This person mentioned a blasphemous statement, and he did not accept what al-Shafi'i told him about that. He did not repent. So al-Shafi'i told him, لَقَدْ كَفَرْتَ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ, which means, you are a blasphemer that does not believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ومرةً الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه كان في مجلسه واحد يقال له جهم. عرف أن في مجلسه واحد يقال له جهم, كان له مقالات كفرية. قال كافر أخرجوه. One time الإمام أبو حنيفة knew that in his session there was a man called Jahm who held blasphemous statement. He was famous by that. When Abu Hanifa knew about that, he said, this is a kafir, this is a blasphemer. Put him out of my session. Take him out of my session. ولما ناظر الأوزاعي غيلان الدمشقي قال للخليفة في ذلك الوقت كافر ورب الكعبة يا أمير المؤمنين. And when الأوزاعي had a debate with غيلان الدمشقي, who had a blasphemous belief, he believed that not everything occurs with the will of Allah Ta'ala. Al-Awza'i addressed, this was in the session of the Caliph. Al-Awza'i addressed the Caliph by saying, كَافِرٌ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, which means, O you, the Caliph, the ruler of the believers, I swear by Allah, the owner of Al-Ka'ba, that this man is a blasphemer. فَمَا يَقُولُهُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا كَفَرْ لَا نُسَمِّيهِ كَافِرًا سَخَافَ مَا لَهَا أَسَاسْ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. So what some people say, that if someone commits blasphemy, we do not call him a blasphemer, is a silly statement that do not have any base in the religion of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لو قلت للذي يقول هذا من أين جئت بهذا أين هذا في القرآن أو في الحديث أو في أقوال الصحابة لا يجد شيئا. If you tell the one who says that, from where did you come up with this? Where is it mentioned in Al-Quran? Where is it mentioned in the Hadith? Did the companions of the Prophet mention that? He cannot come up with any proof for what he is saying. هؤلاء متساهلون. مش بس متساهلون. مفرطون. هؤلاء مفرطون. هؤلاء مفرطون. لابد أن يعرف الإنسان الحد بين الإيمان والكفر, الفرق بين الإيمان والكفر, وإلا كيف يكون مؤمنا؟ One has to know what is the difference between belief and blasphemy. Otherwise, how would he be a believer? نعم, ليس معنى إذا قيل كافر أن يلحقه وأن يضربه مثلا ويرميه ويظلمه بالمعاملة, هذا شيء آخر. لكن أما أن يعتقد كفره إذا كفر فهذا لا بد منه. Yes, when you say about someone that he is a blasphemer, this does not mean to mistreat this person, to act unjustly with him. Doesn't mean run after him, harm him. But one has to know what is belief and what is disbelief to differentiate. And one would name the believer by being a believer and the non-believer by being a non-believer. قال رحمه الله ونذروا سرائرهم إلى الله تعالى. The author said, we leave their secrets to Allah تعالى. يعني الله مطلع على حقيقة ما في قلوبهم. فَنَذَرُوا ذَلِكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This means the one who knows truly what is in the hearts of the people who say we are Muslims, is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we know Allah knows best about them. نحن نعامل الناس على ما على حسب ما يظهر منهم ولو فإن أظهر لنا الإيمان أحدهم عملناه على أنه مؤمن ولو كان هو في الحقيقة في قلبه غير ذلك. If someone shows us that he is a believer, then we treat him as a believer, even if really in his heart he hates the belief. But we don't know what is in his heart, so we treat him according to what appears. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, رأس من رؤوس المنافقين. There was a man in Al-Madinah called Abdullah, the son of Ubay, the son of Salul. He was one of the heads of the hypocrites who hated Al-Islam and claimed to be Muslims, who hated the Prophet and claimed to be Muslims. حصل منه ما يظهر حقيقة حاله. It appeared from him. He did certain things from which one could know that he hates Al-Islam in his heart. لكن بعد ذلك تشهد. But after doing that, he uttered the testification of faith. وكان يصلي مع المسلمين. And he used to pray with the Muslims. قبل موته قال لولده ائتني بشيء من ثياب النبي أكفن به. Before he died, he told his son, get me a piece of cloth from the clothes of the Prophet so I would be shrouded with it. فولده فعل. His son did that. ذهب إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فطلب منه ذلك. He went to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and asked that from him. النبي أعطاه قميصه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him a piece of clothes that he was wearing صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he wore. ثم عندما مات صلى عليه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then when he died, the Prophet made the funeral prayer for him. لأنه حكم عليه بحسب إيش؟ بحسب الظاهر. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام judged him according to what appeared. He took الشهادة. He used to go into the mosques. He used to pray with the Muslims. And he asked for this piece of clothes to be shrouded in it before he died, etc. بعد موته بعد أن دفن الله أنزل على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من القرآن ما علم به أن هذا الرجل مات على النفاق. After he died, after he was buried, Allah revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام verses from Al-Quran from which it was known that this man died as a blasphemer, without believing in Allah and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا كان خفي حقيقة ما في قلب هذا الرجل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فنحن قد يخفى علينا حقيقة ما في قلوبه, فنحن أيضا لا نجزم, لا نقول بأننا نعلم ما في قلوب الناس. So if what is in the heart of this man was not known for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, so we say about ourselves, we do not know what is in the hearts of the people. لكن نعامل الناس على حسب ما يظهر منهم. But we treat the people according to what appears from them. من ظهر منه الإحسان نقول محسن، ومن ظهر منه الإساءة نقول مسيء. The one who does a good thing, we say this is someone who does a good thing. The one who does a bad thing, we say this person does bad things. بغض النظر عما في القلوب, regardless of what this person holds in his heart. لأننا لا نعرف ما في القلوب, because we do not know what is in their heart. إنما نحكم على حسب الظاهر. Rather, we judge according to the appearance of the person. الله تبارك وتعالى يرزقنا نقاء القلوب. May Allah give us all the purity of the heart in our hearts. وأسأل الله أن يحسن لنا الختام جميعا. I ask Allah to grant us all the good ending. نقف هنا. Let's stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any question, please go ahead and ask. تفضل حاج. الله يأذن له. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. A Muslim, we do not call a Muslim a blasphemer. Even if we want, even though the one who says that wants to say that he acts like blasphemers. He does not want to say that he is really, he holds a blasphemous belief. But he acts like blasphemers. Some of his attributes are similar to the attributes of the blasphemers. Still, it is not permissible to say that. Huh? Yeah, if you say you are acting like, then it is permissible. But we don't say you are a blasphemer, meaning you are acting like blasphemers. We do not say that. تفضل أبو زاهد. نعم. صحيح. صدقت. صدقت. نعم. 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 لا يكفر. نعم. لا يكفر. لأنه لا سبيل إلى معرفة هذه الأمور إلا بالسمع وهو ما بلغه. فلا يكفر. تفضل وليد. شو يعني ما واضحة عنده؟ يعني ما زال يعتقد اعتقادا كفريا؟ إذا واحد كان يعتقد اعتقادا كفريا بعدين بعد ذلك تشهد, ما هو يعرف أن الشهادتين على خلاف اعتقاده ذاك, ما معناه يصرح بأنه ما عاد على ذلك الاعتقاد، إنما الآن هو على هذا الاعتقاد، لا نطالبه للحكم عليه بالإسلام بأكثر من ذلك. ما هو عارف حاله أنه عم بيقول، يقول الآن كلمة هي خلاف الدين الذي كان يعتقده. أما إذا كان ما زال في قلبه عقيدة كفرية، في الحقيقة لا يكون آمن، بس نحن نكتفي بهذا للحكم عليه بالإسلام. خلاص هكذا. الذي يقول، سؤال يعني، ما حكم الذي يقول للمسلم يا كافر؟ فيه تفصيل. إذا قال واحد لأخيه المسلم يا كافر، إذا قصد أن دينك دين كفر وهو يعرف أنه على الإسلام، يكون سمى الإسلام كفرا فيكفر. أما إذا قصد أفعالك تشبه أفعال الكفار، فهذا حرام من الكبائر، لكن لا يكفر بهذه الكلمة. يس عثمان، نعم. إن شاء الله. No, it's not. It's a short, nice story. إن شاء الله. Either now, depending on the questions, maybe tomorrow, if not today, we'll talk about it. إن شاء الله تعالى. سؤال: هل يقال تحت خطر المشيئة أم يقال تحت مشيئة الله؟ يقال هذا وهذا. المسلم العاصي منه بخطر؟ شو؟ وين الإشكال؟ إذا مات من غير التوبة ليس هو في الخطر؟ ما في إشكال في هذا. لكن شو بالأمان هو؟ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. If someone did the Eid prayer and the next day because people were celebrating Eid another day, he performs another prayer in the same town in another hour. Okay, the prayer of the Eid is performed on the day of the Eid. So what is the day which is religiously the Eid day? He needs to know that, and he prays the Eid prayer on that day only. He needs to know that and prays the Eid prayer that day only. Some people, lahza bas, let me talk a little bit here. Some people, especially not in the States only, in many countries, there are people who have knowledge and people who do not have knowledge. Some people talk about the matters of religion while they know what they are talking about. They really acquired the knowledge. And some people, they talk while they are ignorant. This is why many times you find difference in opinions between the Muslims in several places. You cannot say, well, mashallah, this is a brother Muslim and this is a brother Muslim. This is a Muslim sister, this is a Muslim sister. Okay, I'll go according to both. You cannot say that. This is not, you're not talking about a worldly matter that you want to settle. In the matters of the religion, What counts is following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So whatever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that this is valid, this would be the valid thing. And whatever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that it is not valid, then it is not the valid thing, regardless of whom says that. This is why one needs to learn in a good way the matters of the religion and apply them by following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you're talking about someone who followed the Shafi'i school and they did not sight the moon in their area according to the Shafi'i school, the next day is not considered the day of Eid, while another group of people follow the school of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. And because the moon was sighted, the crescent was sighted in another area, another country, another area, then they considered that tomorrow is Al-Eid, this is enough. In this case, this person either would be following the Shafi'i school, so he does not pray the Eid the next day, he prays it the day after, or he is following the Hanafi school, so he prays it the next day and he does not pray it the day after. He cannot pay it twice. Yeah, he cannot. It's not Shubi'ulu. This is not, how do I say it? This is not something, I don't know how to say that. Huh? Not just Philadelphia. This is not something which goes back to the own opinion of the person. Whenever he wants, he prays the way he wants. No, he needs to pray according to the rules of the religion. This is not a game that he can play it whenever he wants. These are serious matters pertaining to the hereafter, to the situation of the person in the hereafter, pertaining to obeying Allah or disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is, if you spend a couple of days with a person and the time of the prayer passes and you never see him pray, can you say about him that he doesn't pray and is... I don't understand what's here. And is he not trustworthy? If he does, if there is no way for him, yani, if he did not disappear from your sight a moment, let's say, and you know that he did not forget to pray, then what do you say about this person? If he does not pray, then he does not pray. You do not take him as a trustworthy person, no. Is it fadiha if you tell about him? It depends. Sometimes you need to warn against someone. And sometimes you talk about someone just because you want to spend time, you talk about him, or you have something, you hate him, for example. So that's why you talk about him. It's not because religiously you need to warn against him. There is a need. He is not someone who cheats the people in selling, buying, etc. So you need to warn against him. No, because you hate him, you talk about him. Then this would be haram, ghiba, of course. Tfaddal, habibi. Oh, ugly things. Ugly things. Things that do not give him quench or satisfaction. He eats and he remains hungry. He drinks and he remains thirsty. He drinks what burns him. And he eats what tortures him. Very ugly things. Allah yunjina. Of course he does deserve. Of course he deserves. But if Allah does not torture him, this is out of the generosity of Allah, the mercy of Allah. If you got the news that the moon was sighted in a country, you need to get this news through a trustworthy person who tells you that it was sighted according to the rules of the religion. Someone who knows what is considered a valid sighting and what is considered an invalid sighting. And he needs to be an upright person. Transmitting the news to you. وَفِيكُمْ إِشُّ سُؤَالَكَ. شو الدليل على؟ Wow, okay, now we have for tomorrow these two questions, Uthman's questions and yours, inshallah. I'll write it here. MashaAllah. Okay, now, نحكي باختصار. Let's talk then in brief. الإنسان إما أن يكون عالما وإما أن لا يكون عالما. إن لم يكن عالما ماذا يفعل؟ يتعلم. كيف يتعلم؟ بالسؤال العالم. إذن لابد أن يتبع مذهبا من مذاهب المجتهدين. المسائل التي تحتاج إلى اجتهاد من يسأل فيها؟ من يتبع فيها؟ المجتهد، لأن غير المجتهد ليس متأهلا ليفتي فيها. فإذا كان يريد أن يتبع المجتهد، إذن لا بد أن يتبع إماما من الأئمة مثل الشافعي أو مالك أو أحمد أو أبي حنيفة. أبي يجي يتبعني إليه. باختصار هذا هو. أما هؤلاء الذين يقولون هم رجال ونحن رجال، نحن نجتهد كما هم اجتهدوا، في رجال في المعنى رجال، في رجال بالصورة رجال، وفي المعنى كلا شيء. الذي يكون خاليا من العلم كيف يجتهد؟ بس انه فقط عندي كتاب صحيح البخاري في بيتي هذا هو الاجتهاد، او عندي المصحف اعرف ان اقرأ فيه هذا هو الاجتهاد. لابد من أمور كثيرة حتى يكون الإنسان مجتهدا. وإلا الشافعي مجتهد، بيطلع هلا الشافعي رضي الله عنه مجتهدا، مجتهد من المجتهدين مثلا، وأنا كمان كيف هي؟ أو أبو حنيفة عليه رضوان الله مجتهد وأنت مجتهد، كيف هذا؟ لمجرد أن الإنسان يعرف بعض الأشياء يكون مجتهدا؟ أما الذي وصل، إذا افترض إذا افترضنا إذا فرضنا أن إنسانا وصل إلى درجة الاجتهاد وأراد أن يجتهد هذا شأنه، لكن أين هؤلاء؟ نادر نادر، في كل عصر قلة قليلة قليلة جدا. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever called, you mean a specific person, not a group of people? A specific person? Now what I remember now, just like that, that it was said in his presence and he did not object to it. And this is as if he said it, because if it was haram, he wouldn't keep silent. Ali, his cousin, when his father died, that is when the uncle of the Prophet died, Ali told the Prophet, your uncle, the blasphemer person, died. The Prophet did not blame him for saying that. This is narrated by Abu Dawood. This is what I remember now. To answer your question, yani, you need someone who has a... And to give you more details, you need someone who has more knowledge about the hadith of the Prophet than I do, or to give me enough time to ask. تفضل بارك الله فيك. معناه عفى الله عنه بكفي الذي قلناه كافي. If you are praying and someone bothers you, like he talks next to you or he does certain things in front of you, you do not stop praying, no. You do not stop praying. You continue your prayer. He is sinful for disturbing you like that while you are praying, but you do not stop praying. It is haram, prohibited for you to stop the prayer because of that. If you are praying the obligatory prayer, it is haram for you to stop it because of that. Saddal Abu Salah. إيه، لكن هذا على غير المعنى الذي كنا نتكلم فيه. طيب، this is the last question. إيه، if someone swears by Allah, this means he says والله, for example. بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم